Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll keep it here. We'll move from one SC guy to another, and that is Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, who is taking a couple steps towards us up to the stage, and he will sit down a little bit different from last year when we're talking to Sam right after the draft. We're here. It's his first camp. Things are a little bit different for him now, and as he sits down and grabs the headset, we're joined by Sam Darnold. What's happening, Sam, man? Good morning.
How's it going, guys? Morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, everybody always says that year one to year two, everything feels different, right? I mean, this is, I remember talking to you last year, you didn't know what the hell to expect. So in your own words, what's felt different so far?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just, I don't know if, you know, from your rookie year, you come in, you try to get to know the guys, you know, first and foremost, that's what you want to do. You want to get to know the locker room, and it can be hard sometimes to try to, you know, be forced into a leadership role, you know, commanding guys in the huddle and doing all that stuff without really knowing the guys personally. So I think second year, that's just the biggest jump, is already getting a head start on that, knowing the guys. And, you know, the new offense is another thing, you know, learning that. But it's been fun. You know, Coach Gase's offense is awesome. Very up-tempo, high-paced. But also I feel like we're in total control and we're on the attack every single moment of the game. So it's been fun so far, and I think that's just the biggest jump, is understanding the personality of the guys in the locker room.
You know, speaking of personality, you know, I just see you and I see a guy that just kind of matter of fact about everything around here. You know, you do realize how everybody looks at you and why they went out and got Adam Gase, yeah, and to give you an offensive, quarterback kind of coach to get the most out of you. How did it feel Thursday night, the first time out against the Giants with Adam's offense, with some of your new teammates, even though Le'Veon didn't play? What did that feel like for you?
It felt great. You know, there were definitely some details that we need to clean up, and that's going to come with the first preseason game. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely a fun time, man, going out there and really executing the offense at a high level. I thought, you know, I felt sometimes a couple plays my eyes were all over the place, you know, flipping back and forth, really trying to see, oh, are they going to bring pressure or anything like that. So I think I can do a better job of that, but that's just going to come, you know, with more games that we play, and hopefully by regular season one, I'll be ready to go with that.
And how was the communication with Adam for the first time under real, you know, pressure and anxiety?
It was great, man. He's super calm when he's in the headset, super calming, and, you know, he just gives the plays, and every now and then after he gives a play, he'll give me a little tip and reminder for that play. That's really nice, you know, just having a guy there to be like, hey, remember on this play, you know, want to change up the snap count, see, you know, what they're doing pre-snap. So it's nice to kind of get reminders like that. As a quarterback, you want to try to hold yourself responsible to do stuff like that on your own sometimes. But it's always nice to have a guy there to give you tips and reminders, if need be on that call.
Talking to Sam Darnold, the stretch after the injury, that three-game stretch, Buffalo, Miami, Houston, you look like something clicked in there. I mean, if you compare those numbers to the rest of the quarterbacks in football, you had like the best three-game stretch out of anybody. What was the difference there for you? Did you see something when you're on the sidelines and rehabbing the injury that made things slow down for you?
I think, first of all, the experience that I got in the first half of the year was awesome. I really think it was like playing a whole first year. And then when I came back, when I sat out, when I got hurt, I was able to kind of sit back and watch a vet and Josh McCown play. And just to see how fast he played, as an older guy, you know, he doesn't want to take as many hits.
Sure.
As some of the younger guys might be willing to. So I think with Josh, just, you know, seeing how fast the ball got out of his hand on first and second down, and even on third downs, you know, just putting the ball in play, making sure that we stood a chance, you know, getting the ball in playmakers' hands and letting them go get the first, because the ball doesn't, you know, it doesn't need to be a home run every single play. And that's something I realized, you know, after the first half of the season and just watching Josh play and practice. So that was a huge step for me. And then also just taking a step back and realizing, you know, what I needed to do every single day in practice, and walkthroughs, how I need to command myself and how I need to command the team. And if I don't, especially in a walkthrough setting, if I don't get something right away, just be able to reload it. Be like, hey, let's get that look again, because that's really my time and the offense's time to get the scout team to give us the best look and for us to block it up.
So. Yeah, I always tell these guys there's a moment where a young player, especially a quarterback, figures it out and says, okay, I belong here. I can do this. And I know, I think we saw that at the end of last year. So now this year they go out there and they get a couple new players around you. Le'Veon Bell's here. Jamison Crowder's here. Hopefully Quincy Enunwa can make it every single game. That would be good for you. I know Herndon's going to be out for 4 weeks. Ryan Khalil's your new center. You got Kelechi Osemele in there. I mean, you have I think they have assembled a very good group around you this year with a good offense, with an offensive head coach. So I'm just wondering, you have obviously high expectations for yourself, but you know the fans out there think that this, you know, is going to be some sort of exciting year. Initially, after wondering whether or not Gase was the right hire, but you tell the Jet fan that Gase is the right hire.
100%. You know, Coach Gase, and I actually heard Ryan say this, but it's so true. I mean, just the energy that he brings every single day. You know, it's awesome, and it's contagious for guys in the locker room and in the building as well. You know, it's awesome to be able to have a guy like that, and also Greg Williams on the other side. Them too bring in the energy that they bring every single day in practice and in the building. It's hard not to love football when you got guys like that coaching for you. So they're just on top of it every single day, and they've been in the league and they've been around football for so long. They know the X's and O's. There's no question about that. But the way that they lead and the way that they lead and the way that they bring energy every single day, it's awesome to see.
So, and they also embolden guys like Jamal Adams on the practice field,
100%.
Don't they? What a pain in the ass he is, I'm sure. Yeah. Have you? This is when you know you've definitely arrived. Okay, have you yelled at your defensive coordinator yet on the field? Have you got into his face? Have you chirped him at all?
No, I mean,
not yet though.
I'm not a big chirper, but you know, at times, you know, I'll make a throw or. I'll understand what he's doing right away, and I'll recognize their defense and what they're doing, and I'll put the ball where it needs to be, and I'll just kind of look over there like, you know, I knew that was coming. So it's fun to kind of give those looks to him, and he knows, you know, when that happens. But, you know, with such a legend in Greg Williams and guys on the defensive side of the ball who are legends in their own right, you know, I'm not going to do too much chirping.
What does C.J. Mosley look like to you on the field?
CJ's he's a Mike linebacker. You know, that's what they look like, man. He's an NFL linebacker, and he's such a pro, and he's always trying to call out what we're doing, and sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong, but and so is Jamal. I mean, they're both super vocal out there. But Jamal, you know, is definitely, he's a guy that's gonna chirp more, you know, off the scene. And CJ's just gonna kinda keep quiet and kinda lead by example that way. But they're both great leaders, and CJ is always, you know, he's kind of the quarterback of that defense, kind of moving guys around and doing that.
You know, I was thinking, it must have been an interesting time for you, because you come in as a rookie with one head coach and one general manager, and you're thinking that, okay, this is the new regime, we're here, this is it. And then, you know, after a rookie season, everything changes, and you're a constant, and everybody's excited about you. But, you know, personally, when you come into a new environment, the NFL, with these guys that you trust, and it's your rookie season, you learn all this stuff, and then, boom, just like that, it's different. How did you handle all that?
I kind of, you know, I had my, you know, friends and family to kind of lean on, and, you know, kind of just talking about that. And what I've always done growing up is just kind of whatever happens, happens. You know, you can't really, some things you can't control. And I just decided to control the controllables. And that's kind of what I've done my whole life growing up. My parents have always kind of said that. In their own way. So it's kind of been a thing that I've not been used to, but it's just something that, you know, is, I guess I've gotten pretty good at throughout my life. But it's definitely, you know, for me, it's just reacting to that and just going out there and learning the offense, doing what I can to make this team better. And with Coach Gase at the helm, you know, we're all super, super comfortable with the way that he leads his team meetings, all that kind of stuff. So It's been good so far, you know, and I'm super stoked about the season.
I got to think that on Thursday night you go out there against the Giants, and now all of a sudden it's a totally different feel for you, because now you can read defenses. You know right. how to discuss the defenses right. on the sideline, right? I mean, that's one of the biggest mental jumps, I think, for a young quarterback, and especially when you're trying to learn new teammates when you're a rookie. So give me your comfort level now stepping on an NFL field looking at the opposing defenses.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, when I was a rookie, I would come back to the sideline after a drive, and Coach Bass would be like, "Hey, you know, what'd you see on that?" And I'd be like, "I don't even know. I just, you know, I think it was man, but on the other side of the field, I thought they were playing zone." And I would just be thinking so many different things, and more so, I was really worried about what our guys were running. You know, yeah. not so worried about the defense. But now it's you know, it's gotten a lot easier. I think that comes with studying, but also seeing defenses every day in practice. Greg brings a lot of different defenses, a lot of different blitzes. So it's good to see in practice, but I think just with experience, you know, only a year of experience, I've gotten so much better at reading defenses. And also, I think the biggest thing is talking about on the sideline, like you said. That's a huge thing, especially with those iPads that we get or Surface Pros that we get. It's really awesome to be able to see a defense, diagnose it, and understand. And really, I think Thursday was awesome because I got a lot of confidence, because I would go out there and I'd be like, okay, you know, this is the defense that I thought I saw. And then I'd go back to the Surface and be like, yeah, that's exactly what I saw. So it was really comforting to kind of see that and to understand and trust myself in the moment.
Did you have like a holy crap moment last year? You know, like, because I'm assuming that every rookie quarterback has that holy crap moment. Do you remember? Is it one that sort of stands out in your mind?
In terms of what?
I'm in the NFL and these guys are trying to kill me. Like,
I mean, shoot, maybe preseason right off, one, week one.
Or was it? You were great in that game against Detroit. I mean, it was like you could do no wrong. We were talking about Broadway Sam. It was like the greatest thing in the world.
The pick six, I think, was a huge, huge deal for me because, you know, I threw it and didn't even seem real. You know, I was like, what's going on, man? It was crazy. The stadium was loud as heck. And I'm sure a ton of Jets fans were doubting the pick and all that kind of stuff. So I was just going back to the sideline, and again, going back to my teammates, they were like, hey, man, let's go. You know, we got a full game to play. You got to put that away. And sure enough, we went right down the field and scored, and ended up handling that game pretty well. And, you know, I think that was kind of, I guess, the oh crap moment that, you know, you're looking for.
Well, you also had a pretty good moment with Jamison Crowder last Thursday, right? Because he's one of the guys that they brought in to give you a slot, perspective, and somebody that's been around now for about 4 or 5 years, understands he's actually a pretty good player. I think he's an under-the-radar player. Give me your assessment of what you've seen from him thus far and kind of like how you guys have worked together.
Yeah, you know, I think Jamison, just the presence he has on the field when he's out there in the slot, sometimes if he lines up out wide, but mostly in the slot, I mean, he's got such a good feel. You know, I can tell he's a good basketball player just by the way that he kind of breaks dudes off and the way that he's able to sit in the zones if they do play zone. So he's good. You know, whenever we give him option routes, which we do a lot of the times in the slot, he's able to do his thing and kind of find that zone. And it's really good also when we got a, you know, concept on the front side and he's on the backside working. I'm always kind of trusting him to find that open zone so I can flip back and find him if I need to. So Jameson's a really good player, man. We got a ton of great players, but he definitely adds something.
So did you see Baker Mayfield at the Indians game shotgun that beer and then Lindor hit the home run, had a Lindor jersey on? You know, a lot of Jets fans are Mets fans. You know, the Mets are going through this incredible run right now.
Tells me, though, that Sam's a Dodger fan.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Listen, Baker Mayfield didn't live in Cleveland for long. He found himself a Lindor jersey and he got into it. Can you see yourself shotgunning a beer at Citi Field to fire up the team?
Oh, man, I don't know about that one. You know, maybe if I'm a little bit more established, okay. But, you know, I definitely think that right now I'm just, you know, if they invite me to a game, I'll just enjoy the game and,
Shotgunning beers.
You know, who knows? But probably not.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. Boomer won't do it either.
Well, It's not that I won't do it. I will do it. But I feel like, you know, I'm not relevant like you and Baker are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you and Daniel Jones. Like, I see Daniel Jones now going to a Yankee game, but he doesn't have to do that because it's the Yankees.
Right. It's like Daniel Jones is like shotgun a Yoo-Hoo, you know?
Exactly.
This guy still looks like he's 18. You know?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, Sam. You just keep doing what you're doing. You'll be fine. Everything's great. It's great to see you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
And thanks for stopping by.
Have a great year. We'll be rooting for you.
Have an absolutely terrific year. Good luck on the radio this year.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know why you're doing that, but that's right.
It's a Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.